Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of life's stupidities. I'm Josh.
Wait.
What?
Josh, you sound weird today.
I do sound weird.
Wait, now you sound normal.
No.
I sound fine.
Because I'm Zach.
You're Who am I?
You're Jeff.
I'm Rita? Jeff?
Yeah, you're Jeff.
Okay.
It's Rita. You got a sex change.
Yeah. I'm Rita.
I'm Jeff.
Oh! Wait. Yeah, that's right. You're a chef, but that means you must be...
This is some weird body snatcher shit going on right now.
Which means if he's Jeff, and you're Zach, and you're Josh...
And it's a Tuesday in February, that also must mean...
That I am...
The new Taylor Swift album that just came out because it's a week of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'm Taylor Swift. Album.
She's gonna surpass, like, album releases. Like, you know how, like, now that's what I call music is on, like, 50-something?
I know, it's crazy.
Taylor Swift has got to be quickly approaching that.
No, that's what I call Taylor Swift, 34.
Volume 11!
When they start making now Taylor Swift themed records,
no, that's what I call Taylor Swift's greatest hits.
They're volumes of each of her boyfriends.
there'll start to be like Taylor Swift best of best of.
The greatest hits of the greatest hits.
The greatest of the greatest.
The greatest hits of the greatest hits.
You thought you heard the greatest hits. You were wrong.
Get ready for the true greatest hits.
12 all new songs.
The greatest hits to hit harder.
We lied to you the first time. We knew you were coming back.
With duets with Chris Brown. Do you think Chris Brown should do a cover of Prodigy's Smack My Bitch Up?
Yeah!
Oh, you're breaking the fourth wall.
You did it. You won all of the internet. Oh,
that just.
We're on episode 20, gentlemen, and you know what that means.
Gentlemen.
It means 19 episodes preceded this one.
That is also correct.
And it means we're on an even number of episodes
right
now.
That is also correct. Anything else, guest host Chris?
The next one is 21.
Yeah, and we're going to get drunk! No, not yet, but...
Oh!
Collective sigh.
Collective, that's impressive. This is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. My name is Josh, and we have heard our voices so far as we have talked about the lovely and talented Taylor Swift.
I get it. You just choked on that.
Yeah, a lot of men have been choked on by Taylor Swift.
What?
Yeah, no.
I'm not sure where you're going with that. Are you saying Taylor Swift has a dick and they choked on it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think he's implying that Taylor Swift has choked on many a dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I phrased that a little bit.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. The confused one is Jeff.
Yes, that's me.
That's you.
You can hear the sound of confusion.
What?
It's audible confusion.
There are some.
That's my new jam band.
There are some frequencies audible that only dogs can hear. Yeah, like a question mark or confusion frequency. You can clearly hear that. Anybody. It doesn't matter who or what you are.
Our first album is Psyduck.
Psyduck.
All I can hear is like the inverted like exclamation point noise.
Yeah.
Just the inverted version of that's a question mark. There you go.
And that guy over there who kept farting on my couch, his name is Zach.
Really?
Yeah!
That's gonna be your intro to me? The thing that no one listened to?
You know, well... How do we know it's not gonna happen later on?
I really don't want my farts to be on the podcast.
Then you better hold them in.
I have been, haven't I?
You have been. Since the last... I'm
glad this is a topic of conversation for all of the internet to hear.
It's the worst. As soon as you guys started the show, immediately I was just like, oh, I got a fart. But I'm too scared, so it's like they're all just sitting right there.
Are you saying you're scared shitless?
Yep.
Yeah! And the guy who's scared shitless, his name is Chris. He's been on the show before. Episode...
11.
The
Halloween.
I'm going to say 11. It was the Halloween one.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was spooky.
Was that the Halloween one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did Halloween jokes.
Because Chris, I say Chris made some good Halloween jokes.
He kicked balls and took names.
And I definitely remember a certain other guest was here.
I don't.
A Rita? Spooky specter.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Rita wasn't there, but she is here today. Say hi to the crowd, Rita.
Zach, I would easily get rid of your stupid ghost noises once and for all if I could only grow the balls to murder you again. I mean, what?
All right. We have started with the intros. Let us get to those bleeps. I know we said one already, so you probably already know what that sound is. So that's the bleep of the week, in case you didn't know. Usually every week. Every episode, we have a different sound or noise to cover our naughty parts. So.
Like fuck.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly like the word fuck, because no one likes to hear fuck.
Exactly.
It's a really bad fucking word to say.
Yep, it sure is.
Chris.
So yeah, bleep of the week, that happens. Moving on to, we usually start off the show scouring the internet for news stories, reading only the headlines and summarizing everything about them.
Or porn.
Sometimes we get sidetracked. I mean, it takes sometimes hours to compile these lists of articles.
Or porn.
Mostly because of porn. But, Zach, I heard you found one for me, though, because I was too busy looking for porn, and talking is good to do. I'll just keep talking while you read over the cards that you haven't read yet, and it's most likely that because you haven't read them yet. You're still gesturing to me, and it must not be that you haven't read the cards, because otherwise you would be reading them. Otherwise you wouldn't be pantomiming to me right now. And I guess I'm not sure what you want me to do, but I'm going to keep talking until you say not to keep talking, because then it's your turn to keep talking. And you're just still, yeah, I mean, it's approval that what I'm doing right now is still correct. But I'm not sure what it is that I am supposed to be doing, so I'm just kind of in this infinite loop of talking, and I'm not quite sure how long I need to be doing this until somebody is actually going to stop me. And I know that people aren't there, like, There are people that are listening that are so confused as to what the hell is going on right now, and they wish that they could turn it off, and they can, but it's just a matter of them just sticking through it. I mean, we'll eventually get to that point where Zach will read that first headline, and the show will actually be able to start, and somehow, through all of this, he has just still stood there and is looking at me, waiting patiently for me to shut the fuck up.
Baby swallows 42 magnets.
What? What?
That is my first headline.
All right.
I was just looking at you, waiting for you to stop talking, and then you kept going, so that was like starting
to
gesture.
You're like, hey, yeah, just keep going. Yeah, that's all right. Keep going. Yeah. I guess I'm not. I don't understand sign language.
How do you let a baby swallow 42 magnets?
That's more magnets than the baby is.
All I'm thinking of is those toys where you put the shapes into the holes. And he was looking in a mirror and just looked at like a round magnet and was like, I guess.
Oh, baby logic. Never fails.
I suppose. I mean,
it fits in my mouth. It's probably food.
Here's the thing. I haven't eaten a magnet before, so there's no way for me to know it's not edible.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, I
sound logic.
You could eat one magnet, and you'd be perfectly fine. Once you start eating more and more, that's where the trouble happens.
Right. They feed cows magnets.
Yeah.
Right, but one, not two.
Yeah, but they're also the size of a small penis.
Right. But the problem when you swallow multiple magnets is they start clenching in between your intestines
right,
and no longer move.
Right.
That's where the trouble happens.
Right, definitely.
And especially with, 42 magnets, I can see where that could be an issue.
Or do you think they all just, like, I'm guessing he probably ate them all, he or she ate them all really quickly. I'm going to guess a boy baby.
Probably. Boy babies are really stupid.
They really are stupid.
Like, do you think it just, like, since he ate all the magnets so fast, it's like just a giant clump of 42 magnets going through his intestines?
I'm assuming they were probably like almost like magnetic poetry, like the little strips of magnet words.
Oh, no.
So there was just like a weird slam poem by Saul Williams drifting through the intestines of a baby.
They're just waiting there for when they're changing the diaper, and it's just like a haiku in his poo, and it's just like right there.
The meaning of life comes out of a baby's butt.
and if they had a
sandpaper.
If they had to surgically remove them, do you think the doctors were having fun trying to make their own like phrase with it as to pull them out?
It's a weird game of operation.
Don't touch the sides.
They could have been those weird, like, you know, the alphabet magnets that you stick on the fridge. They could have been those too. Like,
yeah, that's true, but those are pretty large.
Yeah,
those are mostly plastic and less magnet.
Hey, maybe baby, I'm... when'd you go to Florida?
You're looking right, baby. You got a nice base tan going. You must have been in Florida. I could tell by the magnet you shit out.
Oh.
My baby shit out a coupon for Domino's. Tonight.
It's definitely not Domino's.
Gotta get rid of this coupon.
Because I don't want it on my fridge anymore, that's for damn sure. Oh.
I have read in the news, though, Bigfoot DNA results revealed. Don't know for what reason. Maybe it was a paternity test, like he was going to go on Maury. It's like, Bigfoot, you are not the father!
Did they figure out that Robin Williams is Bigfoot?
I don't know. Maybe. For all we know.
So, we found Bigfoot's DNA, but yet we're still unsure Bigfoot exists. So how did we find his DNA? Or is it a man named Bigfoot? It's probably a man named Bigfoot.
Do you think that's his first name is Big and his last name is Foot?
I really hope so.
Or is it just his middle name is Bigfoot? So it's really like Robbie Bigfoot... I don't know.
Hampton.
Jones.
It's Brian Igfoot. And he just goes B.
Oh. Bigfoot.
Brian Igfoot.
Igfoot's the worst last name of wrestling.
Igfoot.
That's his like glam rock alter ego.
Igfoot. He had a rat face and he was Biggie Foots.
With
a Z.
With three Z's. And only two of them were at the end.
Oh.
Still stomping.
FZOOTZZ.
Biggie Foots.
Biggie Foots.
So speaking of, I was looking for porn. I found something that's kind of related to porn.
Okay.
A fire official fired for on-duty sex.
I don't even know what to say about
there's
that.
The way I first pictured that, I hope it doesn't go that way.
You know, did it involve a pole?
No.
No.
You know, I didn't.
Yeah, that's obvious.
I didn't realize we had official fire. You know,
I guess what terrifies me is that if he was going through a burning building and found a very attractive woman and was like, no! "You're hot." And then a series of puns was had, and then she, her clothes incinerated off of her charring corpse because she was dying, and he was like, oh, yeah, and just started going to town.
He's just thinking, you know, I really shouldn't be doing this because I could get fired.
Walks in. Is it hot in here, or is it just you? Or is it on fire?
Meanwhile, she's going,
Wait, so we've established that she was hot, but was she smoking?
Oh, stop it! Oh, come on now.
Too many puns.
Did he spray her with his hose?
Hey, baby, you want to see my fire truck?
I can't do it anymore.
Guys, the puns are endless for this.
Was the dog anywhere? Like, the fire dog.
That's.
I think when you take it to bestiality, that's really where we got to move on. Hey, Chris, do you got an article for me? A headline?
Yeah, I do. Stolen Krispy Kreme truck results in high-speed police chase.
Man, those police always want them donuts.
Oh, the jokes write themselves to almost...
Why would you steal a Krispy Kreme truck? Can you really profit from selling Krispy Kreme, like black market Krispy Kreme donuts?
Here's the thing. They have a shelf life on them. I mean, a Krispy Kreme donut's really only good for about 3 days.
Right.
And even on that third day, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing I'm thinking. Did the police, like, know that it was stolen, and they saw it, and they started the chase, and they were like, let's just pull it back. We're going to get laughed at.
You know what? I'm not falling for this one.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. Next thing you know, we'll be chasing bacon trucks.
Yeah. Well, I think this is our final headline here. Oh,
okay. Too much porn. Ran out of time.
Sure, we're all fresh out.
You guys ready for this?
I don't know.
Man killed someone for laughing at how he ate a sandwich.
Sounds like something I'd do.
What would someone have to do while eating a sandwich that would warrant that? Was he like having sex with his wife while eating a sandwich?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, the ham on the sandwich is great. Oh yeah, no, keep going like that. That's good.
Maybe he was in the dining room of that burning building that the fireman from a couple stories ago.
I don't think the odds of this are linked headlines.
No.
Is very likely.
Like, well, he got the piece of bread stuck in the toaster and that's what caused the fire. So
do you think the sandwich was just so good that he was that passionate about the sandwich, or
maybe
was it just rage issues?
Because
I would posit if it was rage issues, that it definitely had to involve PCP. Wow. My guess is that he was totally ripped on PCP and was like, "This is a great sandwich," and then the person was laughing at him, and he was like, "No, no!" And then he ripped his head from his spinal column.
What I was thinking was, he looked up and some dude was laughing at him, and he was like, if I can't live in a world where I can't enjoy this sandwich on my terms, you son of a bitch!
And then he throttled them.
Yep.
Maybe he killed them with the sandwich.
Oh!
Just gagged him with it.
Maybe it was a peanut butter jelly sandwich and he was allergic to peanuts.
There you go.
Ooh, that's insidious.
Like, fuck you.
Stop eating the sandwich! You're making noises you shouldn't make! You're allergic to peanuts? No way.
What if you turned Italian at the end of that?
No, yeah.
You're allergic to peanuts? In no way.
I'm not
allergic
to peanuts. You should have been eating a meatball sandwich. All right.
No. Nice.
He could have been eating it with a fork and knife like some of those weird people. Don't they say in like the etiquette books, like, I mean, with any food you should be eating with a fork and knife, like even a cheeseburger, like you're like supposed to segment it off with the fork and knife. And then just, like, eat it in little tiny triangle-sized chunks.
Maybe in pansy fancy France, but not in America.
Pick up drugs.
Toby Keith wouldn't eat a sandwich like that.
No.
That's an eagle wouldn't take that crap.
Eat a sandwich with two hands.
Do you think Uncle Sam used a fork and a knife to eat his sandwiches? No. He ate it off the cow. He walked up to a cow, put a leaf of lettuce on it, squirted a little ketchup on it, and then bit in.
God, I love Uncle Sam.
George Washington would have shot you in your goddamn face.
He would have squirted mayo in your eyes and then scooped them out with a spoon. That's the only thing he used a utensil for. Freedom. headlines.
That ends our headline segment. We will be posting, hopefully if I can get around to it, we'll be posting the links to these news stories on our Facebook. I know we've been running a little bit behind on doing that, so yell at us.
No one's listening.
On Facebook. Do it. There's only 88 of you out there as of right now that you can just yell at us on Facebook. Just
literally caps lock.
Yeah, caps lock.
I feel like I need to keep making a call to arms. We have 88 people. Can't they find another...
You know...
They can't find another 12 people?
I think, well, what we can do is we'll make this a little interesting here. We've got coming up pretty soon. We just finished our Valentine's Day episode. That was last week.
Yep.
We've got, in the immediate future...
We've got
St. Patrick's. We have the VD already. Now we need to get drunk so we can lay the chicks and spread the love. So... Coming up pretty soon is St. Patrick's Day.
The Day of the Drunks.
And I think that would be a great time to get drunk. To join that drunken escapade.
And record ourselves.
And record ourselves also while doing it. So, here's our challenge to you for the next few days up until March 10th. However many days that is, I don't know. Do the math.
It depends on when you're listening.
So, yeah, it's going to vary. So
it could be negative 5 days. You could be listening to this on March 15th.
So, yeah, March 10th. We'll say the deadline is March 10th, 2013, which I think is a Sunday. That's when we record Drunkcast, as we are unofficially titling it. For every like on Facebook that we can get, so we're starting at the number 88.
Okay.
So that'll be our benchmark. That'll be the constant.
Okay, good. You scared me there for a second.
Up until March 10th, 2013, for every like that we get on Facebook between now and then, we will have one shot that somebody in that group will have to take.
Oh.
So it's potential for death on this.
So it is.
So if we get a lot of likes, we might have to have some extra guests on the podcast.
We'll definitely. We'll be safe about this. But we also want to entertain you with our drunken voices.
Shenanigans.
Our drunken shenanigans. So make sure to share this with your friends. It's all in the name of fun.
Science.
And science. And insanity.
And science.
But mostly science.
But mostly science.
You can cut this part out if you want to, but I would be willing to, if you did like a friend drive or something, whoever recruits the most people...
Uh-huh.
I will sing a song on the show about them.
Whoa!
I'll do it.
You will do it.
You can edit this out.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's an interesting idea.
That makes me
have to. How would you track that then? How would you figure out referrals?
Well, they have to proof of purchase.
Oh yeah.
They have to.
No. I have an idea. How about instead of referrals? Because I guess regardless. You'll be singing a song about somebody. It'll just be mad.
I'll bring my guitar and everything.
So what we'll do is once it reaches March 10th, we'll pick like a random person amongst all the people we'll have at that point, and that person will be the winner. So even if you've already liked our page, you're still eligible for being sung about, but also the new people that are brought in too. So
we could even make it comments on the page.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll think of something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
There's a lot of time
between then and now for us to procrastinate figuring out exactly what it is that we want you to do.
Well, we'll get back to you. I mean, we got plenty more porn on the internet to look up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm getting pretty low.
Once we're done with that, we'll get to thinking on how we're going to...
Have you been searching the anals of the internet?
No, I stick away from the anal.
Everything's too bland now. I can't feel.
All right, and while we figure that out, we're going to remind you that there is more stupid stuff after this short break. In the previous act that we want you to like our page. We also want you to talk about us on the page. And
yes.
And with that, I mean, we've got various means of communication of which you can engage us.
Yeah, like Twitter.
I don't think we mentioned that at all, actually, but we also have a telephone number and an email that you can also contact.
And a Twitter account.
And we also have a Facebook.
And
a Zanga.
Can we get a Zanga?
Oh my god.
Yes. Friends
does it still exist?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, wow. Totally. They've revamped themselves a little bit.
Can we get a LiveJournal and a Friendster?
Yes.
I'll get our LinkedIn page.
Let's get a Pinterest.
Ooh. Oh my god.
We just need a Pinterest board.
Be all over those interwebs.
We can Pinterest all the funny and stupid things.
Holy crap. I have been pinning like non-stop, Josh. I can't stop pinning the board.
It's just so addicting.
Oh my god, this is a cute dress.
I was just going to say.
Oh.
The funny thing is Zach's actually serious.
Oh. Like he was serious about his fax machine.
I'm still serious about a fax machine. Right. I want to get a fax machine.
Well, we'll hold you to it. All right, but anyway.
I have a fax machine.
We did have somebody who messaged us between now and our last episode. Their telephone number? No, I'm kidding.
6969. Wow. That's 8 digits, isn't it?
I don't know. That was a lot of 69 going on.
It's coming.
It's very fitting that you did that because he messaged us. I pooted.
I finished his thought for him.
He also texted us following that. Stupid enough? How about this? I found this number and it was pretty stupid. And he says our telephone number 864-96 brain. LOL, I'm just joshing with ya.
Oh, oh, I get it.
We got ourselves a comedian. So,
I don't get it.
So
might have to get him on the podcast.
Good one, dude.
Yeah, he'll be our next guest host. So I respond. And how exactly do you find our telephone number stupid? I definitely want to know that answer. Also, thanks for the text. Darn it, I was trying to figure out some for them. And I suggest, we'll let you redeem yourself. If you can think up one for Rita, our robot sidekick. And he responds, I don't know if it was you who thought up the Jeff and Zach ones or your Senorita computer companion. That was pretty good.
Ooh. Still don't get it.
It's all right. You're not old enough yet.
Just play on words with our names. You get it?
He's not old enough.
Oh.
He won't get it.
Okay. Go swallow some magnets then.
We got a bunch in the fridge there.
So we found out his name is Thomas. Thank you, Thomas, for texting
the
us.
The tank
for,
engine?
For engaging us, for supplying us with a good 1 minute and 30 seconds worth of material for our show.
Thanks, Thomas. You should go take some improv classes or something, because I don't get your jokes.
And you should go haul some cars around, because you're a tank engine.
Oh. You think it was that Thomas?
I hope so.
I thought it was Thomas Paine.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You guys have been watching a lot of History Channel lately? Or?
No. No. I just woke up to it, that's all.
Just woke up on the Paine train?
Oh!
It's a crossover.
Maybe it was Thomas Paine riding Thomas the Tank Engine. For a Tom Squared orgy.
The Thomas Paine train?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Woo, all aboard, motherfuckers! Get aboard the Thomas Paine train!
I'm gonna write some shit, yo!
I just to pull this out of a tangent here. This is the glory of having the computer here and not to make an idiot of myself, because I was gonna make a Thomas Paine, like the 54 Theses or whatever it was. But that was Martin Luther. Because I was gonna say something. Hold on, let me get the actual number.
I know, I was gonna make a reference, but I could not think of what he wrote. I forgot.
95.
I just stuck with the Paine train.
I was gonna say I got 95 theses, but a bitch ain't one.
Nice.
That was my joke, but that was Martin Luther, so it didn't work. Sorry, I tried. I promise, I'm funny sometimes.
Usually.
Woo woo!
Only on the days we don't record the podcast, I'm funny.
Yeah,
it's just for decoration.
in addition to a text message, we also have received some various emails.
We're official, no.
Yeah, we've completed the circuit. We've been tweeted at, we've been Facebooked, we've been texted, and now we have finally been emailed.
Still haven't been faxed.
We haven't been called either.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
We haven't been properly called, but I guess we're still, I think that's...
Challenge!
Utilizing the telephone number is our first goal there. But yeah, call us too. But we did have some emails here. Let me read you the first one. This has no subject, and it says, late Mr. Robert Adler bequeathed $20,500,000 to you.
Bequeathed?
Wait, how much?
$20,500,000 to you.
Holy shit, we gotta get on.
He bequeathed us that.
Wait, where does he live?
I don't know. Yeah. It just says Mr. Robert Adler.
I need an address so that I can send my social security number. My home address, my billing address, my credit card number, my blood type.
If he bequeathed that to us, we don't need to do anything like that, do we?
But I'm assuming he needs to verify that it's me, because what if he's trying to give it to someone else?
What if it's some other Zach?
Yeah. There are more. I have a Zach
last name
that is on my Facebook page that I'm Facebook friends with, and he lives in California.
Did you just add him because he had the same name?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he added me.
I did the same thing.
He added me.
Okay. Well, we do have more emails that were sent to us. There was a total of actually three. Here's another one. It says, offer. That's the subject line.
Okay. Okay. We'll think.
I am Mrs. Linda Usher. I have an offer for you.
Wait, Usher's wife?
I don't know. I didn't know Usher was married.
I'm assuming he is.
It's all it says. I wish there was more.
That's all.
Is she offering to give me one of my kidneys back?
I don't know.
She took one of your kidneys?
Should we reply?
Well, I'm about to send it to her. Because she clearly needs it.
What? We haven't even heard the author or the offer.
That's all it says. Her name is Linda.
Yeah, that's all it says. I am Mrs. Linda Usher. I have an offer for you. Should we reply to this? Like,
yeah, ask her what the offer is.
Yeah. What is
it? Is it something I can't refuse?
Yes, that. Is something.
Should we say that?
Yes.
First, uninstall your antivirus.
And then download whatever attachment that she wants you to download.
There were no attachments.
Oh.
So if once you've uninstalled your antivirus, then I think you should respond to her email. Because I feel like it's going to be blocked. It might filter it on accident. You want to make sure that you get this through.
Why would I get a virus if I'm just reading the email?
I'm not saying you wouldn't get a virus.
Are there some that attack your computer even if you don't?
No, it has to have an attachment.
Yeah, because I was going to say it's got to have something attached to it in order for it to attack your computer.
Or a link that you click to go to.
Yeah.
To
I'm just saying. Before you continue forward on this conversation you're about to have with Linda,
just ask you need to uninstall Norton.
All right, so it's going to be, is it an offer I can't refuse?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
It ends up being something legit. All
right, reply. We're not going to reply all, are we? Because there were a bunch of other people on this.
No, just reply.
This is from lindaUsher_102@hotmail.co.uk. I don't know.
Oh, okay, so she's British.
Maybe. Well, she's based in Britain, at least.
Well, then we know it's got to be safe, then.
Okay.
Britons don't lie.
Is it an offer?
Yeah, I was going to let you have it.
I can't refuse? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I said reuse. Whoops.
Well, correct.
Is it an offer I can't refuse? Send. So
we'll see where the results come from, though.
All right, we'll see.
I hope you just send a bunch of porn pics. All right,
but we do... Oh no. Mail delivery status notification. Delivery to the following recipient failed permanently.
Oh, her account doesn't exist. She got rid of her account.
Fake. Damn. I wanted to know what the offer was.
I will never know. I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight. I'm never gonna get sleep.
God, this was
so
bad.
Much suspense.
We opened a can of worms and they're just everywhere and they're just like squirming about and they're just like you can't tell which end of the poop hole and which is his mouth.
I'm sorry.
I just always cut him in half.
Time lost is offer lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose if you cut him in half, you know which end is their damaged side.
That doesn't make you know which side's their face and which side's their butt.
Don't they eat and poop out of the same hole?
Probably.
I don't know.
Do they?
I don't remember a lot about the anatomy of worms.
Neither do I try to.
Okay.
Well, we had a third email. Maybe we'll have another offer.
This is our third and final email. This is from Alameen at shahalajliizamibank.com.
Something about that seemed racist, and I'm not sure why.
I'm just reading the
email. I know you are. I know.
It's not
I'm not accusing you of being racist. I'm just saying it felt that way.
We know Josh is racist.
Obviously.
It says, hello, I am Mr. Peter Wong Tung Shun, a Chinese.
Yep.
See, they're just like asking for it.
Yep.
I'm not even doing it. I'm just reading it.
Go home.
I have a mutual business proposal I'm proposing to you.
No, we're not getting married.
That I would want you to handle from your country, I will like to seek your consent first. Okay? This project involves a huge specific amount, which I can't mention here for security reasons.
Of course not.
It involves a transaction from my bank in Hong Kong. I'm a Chinese man, and we are bound by laws here, and this transaction requires a foreigner.
You mean laws like no copyright?
I don't know. China?
Hey, Peter. That's what I think of you.
I agree. All right. If you feel you can have this handled, please let me know by contacting me in my private email, peterwong822@hotmail.com.hk.
Hong Kong.
Probably Hong Kong, yeah. so that I can send an attached comprehensive details of this transaction. Sincerely, Mr. Peter Wong Tung Shun, member of the executive directors, Hang Seng Bank Limited, HK.
Is it weird that when you were reading that, I started building the scenario in my head where, like, I wish that I had the ability to just build a computer that I just didn't care about.
Yeah.
Just out of just like a Franken computer.
Just, and just to respond to this
with
kind of
no personal information on it.
Yeah.
And go and use someone else's network to do it.
Uh-huh.
Just so I could respond. I just want to know.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to know what happens.
I would love to fish for these guys. Like, mm-hmm. I know I was visiting a website a while ago, and it was basically this guy did basically what you said.
Because I would go to an enormous length to figure out exactly what they want to do.
And he's just, what you're doing there is just kind of like wasting their time and resources. So, I mean, in a sense, it's like policing them.
Yeah.
And you're just like kind of just like tagging them along for the ride. Like, they're the ones who threw up the bait at you, and now you're taking them all over the lake to try and have them catch you. But
really, it's like basically like you're water skiing behind a fish.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
It's almost like jumping a shark.
Shark jumping? Now that sounds like a sweet sport.
That does sound like a sweet sport.
Ah! I want to go shark jumping.
Let's do it.
10 points.
10 points.
New high score.
Yeah! All right. So if you want to send us some business proposals, you can do so at No Brainer Show.
I just want to make a call out to any estranged Nigerian princes out there.
Yeah.
Any dethroned royalty of any third world nation, we want to help you.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. It's a no-brainer.
We want to hear from you. We want to give you our bank account information.
Uh-huh.
My social security number.
Our social security numbers. And any other help that we can provide for you.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, who will?
Exactly. Yeah. No. We have 88 followers.
Okay. We do.
On a serious note, it makes me sad how many people fall for those phishing emails.
Yeah.
Especially
what? Phishing. What do you mean?
Phishing! I get my own analogy now! It wasn't intentional.
Really?
It wasn't intentional.
Oh, I thought it was. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Josh. I couldn't hear what you just said. You should say that a little louder.
NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
Twitter.com/NoBrainerShow.
Close.
Yeah.
He was close.
I was trying to correct my email address that I couldn't get up because I stepped on my toes.
Or you can go to our Facebook, which is Facebook.com/NoBrainerShow.
Yes. And their telephone number is 864-96-BRAIN.
Brian.
It is a stupid...
Stupid
number.
96 Brian.
Brian. Someone writes on the Facebook page.
That's why we're not getting calls. What if we haven't typed in our info as 864-96-Brian? Just to clarify, that's 864-962-7246. Not 7426.
They get
that's
a hold
wrong.
Of a Nigerian prince.
Hello, this is Brian.
No, this is Albert. Who is this? Nothing, just hanging out.
Wait, is that Prince Albert? And he is a Yannick Ham by chance.
He is stuck in that camp.
Better go let him out.
Hey, is your nose running? You better use tissue.
I was going to say, you should probably fix it.
Oh, no.
That's so much farts.
That's what I think of your bit.
Fartcast 101.
The tuner cast?
While we empty our bubbles, let us remind you that
we already ended the segment.
Stupid stuff after the show break. That's how it ends. Not your end.
Let's do the break song.
Break. This is a break.
I don't know what just happened!
with it. Just go with it.
At the end of every glorious show, whether it be our 20th or all of anyone's before that, we play a game to determine who is the least stupidest person in the room.
We're boxing today.
We are boxing, yes. We got our gloves. We made sure that
we're actually had their gloves. Actually doing UFC.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a bracket because there's four of us, so it'll work out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
There's no buys or anything.
I made it to the semifinals.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was only one casualty so far.
Oh, rest in peace.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Four.
Nobody could recognize him anyway. So no, but seriously, Rita, what is our game?
You want answers?
In this game, we will be asking many questions from the Yahoo Answers service, as many as we can in a 60-second time period, of which somebody will have to answer them all. It will get one chance to stop the timer by saying clarify, in which they will be read clarifying details about that question that they're stumped on. Also, the opposing players will have one opportunity to challenge, which will also stop the clock. They'll have a chance to come up with a better answer and steal the point. The person who has the most points at the end of their turns, and all the turns, and every other turns, so help me God, wins the game. And the title. What is this turning into a Harlem Shake video all of a sudden? I have no idea what's going on.
I wanted to do like the whole Anchorman thing where we were just doing ridiculous crap and see if Josh would break.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was doing.
No,
I have yet to see a Harlem Shake video yet.
Really? Ooh.
You're a virgin to the Harlem Shake?
Uh-huh.
Rita, boot one up for him. This is claimed to be the original edition,
yep.
Or the original Army edition. I don't believe that that's the true original, is it?
This isn't the original.
Yeah, that's the one before that. Colo terrorista.
Yeah, put that out of there. I like
he's
the dude slamming his head into the wall on that skis.
That's the Harlem Shake.
Alright.
I feel like I shouldn't like it, but I do. I'm actually kind of fascinated by it.
I'm in the same boat as you, yeah.
Because I feel like it should be followed with... It should be lumped in with my extreme distaste for, like, flash mobs.
Okay.
Because flash mobs just make me really upset.
Kind of flash mob, yeah.
But it's not.
But it's not, yeah. It's got the feeling of one.
I feel like it's almost like giving the middle finger to a flash mob in a weird way.
I was going to say it's more like imitation butter. Like, it's kind of like the real thing, but it's...
But it's also like one or two molecules away from plastic.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah. So, there's that.
I'm on the fence about it.
Let's get this train back on the tracks here and play our stupid-ass game now.
That was important.
That was important.
Yeah, I just learned something.
The more you know. Chris, last time you were here, you won the game. So we're going to give you the option this week. I'm going to be sitting this one out.
Right, we all tied.
Last week, we all tied.
Yeah.
But last time Chris was here, he killed all our asses.
He's the funniest of the group.
You get the option. Who goes first? So... You got yourself, Zach, and Jeff are going to be playing this week. Who's going to go first in the Yahoo Answer question and answer game of Doom? Where the loser has to do the Harlem Shake.
Zach's going first.
Zach's going first.
Start the show with a showstopper, I guess.
Pretty much.
Then Jeff, and then me.
Then Chris.
It's in alphabetical order, backwards.
Ah!
Zigg.
Sure. Okay. Alright, so starting with Zach. Again, you're going to have 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as you can. If you are stumped, you've got one clarify. You can also pass. You won't get any credit for the question, though.
But if you pass enough, you can get back to it.
And also, Jeff and Chris, remember you have one challenge for Zach's round. If you so wish, you can challenge his answer that he gives.
To come up with something
better. And come up with a better answer. Of which I will be the judge.
I was going
to
say, Josh is the all-knowing judge.
So I am all-knowing judge. Rita, we're giving Rita a vacation here.
Vacation's all she's ever wanted.
She just wants to get away. Vacation's
all she's ever needed. Sorry.
So,
Rugrats.
Zach.
That's a real song, you know.
That was in the Rugrats. In the Rugrats movie, the first one.
I know. I remember.
All right, Zach, we are starting with you. The timer will start as soon as I finish reading the first question. Are you ready?
Well, Josh, I don't believe one could ever be ready for the onslaught of sheer stupidity that I'm about to endure, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a try.
You're just going to do it. All right, here we go. My website has been hacked. What can I do to keep this from happening again?
Find a Nigerian prince, because I believe that they have the best antivirus software. Just open the attachment, and they'll let you know what's okay. up.
Is my tattoo infected?
Is it pussing? Because if it's pussing, that probably means that the ink has found its way to your nervous system and it's setting in. It's helping, believe me.
If you broke up with your fiancé, would you still want to live with him or her?
Obviously, because what makes life better than tension? If I learned anything from Friends, it would be that.
How do I curl my hair properly?
You put it in rollers? I don't know.
What are some homemade toys I could make for my rabbits or guinea pigs?
Clarify.
Alright, stopping the clock. You don't know too much about the toys for rabbits or guinea pigs. This is from Bunny Girl.
Bunny Girl?
Ooh, Bunny Girl. G-U-R-L.
Ah, Bunny Ooh. Girl. Sup, girl?
The question Sup, again, what are some homemade toys I could make for my rabbits or guinea pigs? She doesn't have any further details on that, but I'm going to read, one of the responses here. This is from Leanne. Don't know about guinea pigs, but I do know rabbits. Mine loves small tennis balls, old toilet paper, paper towel rolls, towels, anything made of wood that don't mind being chewed up and with no harmful paint, etc. on them. Baskets, many homemade forts to romp and play in. Wood is their favorite, and you can make a lot from that and some fabric, etc. That's plenty of information, I hope.
I think I've got it.
You've answered it? Alright, but your clock again starts now.
Freedom.
Ah, okay. Is Ultra Gel stronger than Mega Gel?
Obviously! Ultra's always better than Mega.
Girls, what would you do if some random person came to you and poured a diet soda down your pants?
No!
Time is up. You don't get to answer that one.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Would you have had any answer?
I don't even know how to deal with that.
What the f***, coach?
Did you just win a sporting event?
Oh, okay. But down your pants?
Hey, depends on the sport.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like a firm pat on the behind.
Olympic curling.
Well, then definitely.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a different beverage.
Mm-hmm. Father Pete, this wine's never going to come out.
God damn it, did you have to use red wine?
Asshole.
Especially down the front of her pants. That's supposed to be bad at either side, yeah.
Yeah, but definitely...
Like a period.
But definitely a big wine period stain on your...
Well, it's that time again. I got too drunk at church.
Damn it, I picked the wrong day to wear white pants.
Alright, Rita, how many points did Zach get on his turn?
Zach, on your turn, you got 6 points.
Respectable score.
Not feeling too good about it.
Still got options to challenge, though. Nobody used their challenge last time.
It's true.
Time.
You guys missed opportunities.
So we only have one per person?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
You could have used the challenge, but that's alright.
It's Jeff's turn now, so you can use a challenge on Jeff's round now. So.
Yeah.
So you only get one.
You could try and challenge yourself.
Yeah. You
Ooh. Blah blah blah. Challenge. He sucks.
I
think I might do
challenge.
That.
Challenge. That other guy's a cocksucker.
We're going with that answer.
Jeff, it's your turn. Remembering Zach and Chris, you can definitely challenge if you so wish. And Jeff, you've got to clarify.
All right.
Jeff, your first question will begin after I finish reading it.
Right,
are you set to go?
Yes, I am.
Retired Christopher Walken. All right, here we go. Why does taking out 500 calories away from what you eat every day makes you lose weight?
Because calories are the tool of the devil.
and they give make you fat when you eat calories. So when you don't eat calories, you're not supporting the double and you're getting skinny.
First time I had sex was 10 years ago. Do I have AIDS/HIV?
Yes, because you had sex with a monkey.
How can I earn a stray cat's trust?
You can try by when you bring out the little catnip tea, it'll come up to you, and then you just kick it.
Oh, Why did my Word document turn into weird characters?
Because... Skip.
Challenge.
Oh,
damn
you! Oh!
Because you had webdings on you, dingus!
I couldn't think of the font name.
I think we should accept challenges in terms of pass. So.
Yeah, whatever.
Fair enough, because he skipped the question. He gave a butt answer. So I'm going to give a point to Chris.
That's exactly what I was going to say, but I'm like, fuck, I can't remember the font name, Skip.
I was going to challenge, too, but I...
Can you challenge Chris's challenge?
Oh, if he thinks he can do
it. I thought about it, I think that... We haven't set a precedent for that yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to...
We've broken so much ground already.
We've really broken new ground on this game that only we play.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Can we challenge more than once?
No.
No, your challenge is done for Jeff's round. Okay. The clock did stop, so we're going to resume the clock right about now. How does Kool-Aid taste with brown sugar?
It tastes exactly the same, but like black people.
What does it mean when a guy cries for you?
It means he truly loves you and that you should forgive him for what he did.
Challenge!
Yes! Good one.
Okay.
This is a good one.
And Zach, again, I will posit the question to you. What does it mean when a guy cries for you?
It means that he definitely has hepatitis C.
Oh.
I was going to say you farted.
You're cutting onions here, is
Yeah, that would have been a good one, too. It means he's cutting onions because men don't cry. Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought about the notebook again.
Oh, goodness. And I have to be the judge of this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, dude?
Something serious.
Something serious. Well, then I got to go with Zach's answer. He's got a point. All right, adding a point to your score. Jeff, it is still your round and still plenty of time on the clock here.
Yep.
And there were no more challenges left. So you guys,
but remember, Jeff still has a clarifier.
He does have a clarifier. Yep. You can start the clock again if you want.
Speed round.
Alright. Your clock will begin now. Any ideas for YouTube video?
Clarify.
Oh, and clarifying? Okay.
I just wanted to use it.
But that was a good one.
Everybody's using all their weapons. Alright. This is from user Angela. Any ideas for funny YouTube videos? It's just me and my friend and nothing that involves a lot of editing. Thank you. Smiley face. Does that help you out, Mason?
Okay.
Smiles.
Because it will begin your time and also now.
Not on editing? Harmon Shuffle, I just learned. It's popular.
What does it feel like when your baby has the hiccups inside your tummy?
Like a porcupine.
Oh, that's probably accurate.
But I don't know if we got that in time. We're going to have to consult Rita for that. But... How many?
That's exactly what came to my head right away on a baby. I was like, that's gotta be like a porcupine inside you.
I don't like
I guess
it.
None of us will ever experience that, really.
Oh, thank God.
None of us have vaginas.
Rita, how many points did Jeff get?
Jeff, on your turn, you also got 6 points.
Okay.
And that's with two stolen from me.
I think, that was. If you would have earned the points fairly on your questions there, you'd be up in the thump of the clouds there. But it's still a close game as we go to Chris. You've already got
Chris.
1 point to your
Hi.
Name.
Hey, Chris.
That's
Hi.
You.
Chris. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Chris.
Hi.
What's up, Chris?
Chris. Aw. That's my last name. Aw.
Chris.
Aw. You
gotta do it like that.
It's on your name. If that's your name, it sounds like a stroke. Chris. Aw.
Chris. Aw.
She started truly off.
Speaking of porn. They say my name all the time. I get it. I'm watching.
Your name sounds like that video of the girl with the dog on a leash, and she goes, "Yeah,
go,
go,
bleh!
God, I love that video.
That's what your name sounds like. Chris, blah,
blah.
Chris, your questions will be asked to you as soon as I finish asking.
Clarify.
Right.
Challenge.
Jeff sucks.
All right.
Challenge. Fuck you, Chris.
Challenge. You both suck D's.
challenge. Machete to face!
All right, Zach and Jeff, remembering you have your challenges. Chris, you have your clarify as well. Your time will start after I finish reading the first question. Here it goes. Where can I get a list of the most popular presidents?
On Google.
Google? A challenge.
Oh, challenge.
Buzzing!
Whoa. Jeff?
What is the Google?
Ooh, he did answer it in the form of a question. However, the rules do not pertain. You have to do that. Chris, you retain the point.
Who's that back?
He also didn't pronounce Google right.
How is it pronounced?
The Google.
The Google? I'm sorry.
The Google?
I'm sorry.
I don't give a shit anymore.
I hope Google starts a new client, new operating system for Jeff called Google Butthurt. Because that's what's going on right now.
The Google Butthurt?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the Google Butthurt.
Alright, Chris, you got your point back. It is now in your hands. And you will be continuing to earn points when I start the clock. Go! Am I about to make a mistake?
Clarify.
Wait, what is... Did you say mistake?
I did say mistake, so I'm going to read that again. Am I about... I'm out. Now I'm substituting... I'm substituting all my B's for F.
How am I supposed to win, Josh?
Look at my B's! Alright, this is from user David. Am I about to make a mistake? I've been in love with a guy for 2 years, and I was in denial about it. We used to be close friends, and we went camping, and he used to sneak into my cabin to sleep with me in the single bed. We were 16. Nothing sexual happened. There was occasional spooning, and he basically used to hold me. At the time, we were best friends, and this was a massive secret because we didn't want people to think we were gay. Well, obviously I've realized I'm bisexual now, but he was dating a girl at the time and still is.
Ooh.
I thought I'd get over him, but I haven't, and feel like he led me on. We never spoke about it, but I want to now. Should I skip the whole love part? He used to say he loved me, but I assume he meant as friends. We have a long history, which leads me to doubt he is 100% straight.
Jesus, this is a long answer.
That is deep.
I don't even remember the original question.
Again,
am I about to make a mistake? But what was he about to make a mistake about? Staying, in love with this dude?
I guess asking him if they want to bone each other. I don't know.
He's asking should he pursue
this? Yep, you made a mistake, buddy.
All right, we'll start the time now.
Yep, you made a mistake.
Fair enough. Doesn't taking a sip of water during a speech show that you're unqualified to be president?
No, it doesn't. It means you're thirsty and you're human.
Challenge!
Oh, my God! There's so much shit being thrown at you. It's your first time and you're being raped by everybody.
Guys did it to me, so I had to return it.
That's true, though. All right, Zach, you have a challenge for him. Doesn't taking a sip of water during a speech show that you're unqualified to be president?
Crumble, bud.
That's just gave the exact answer you did.
Is laughter your answer in response to that?
No. Oh,
okay.
I think it means that you are a person that likes to be hydrated and likes to urinate frequently. And sometimes you just gotta take the piss out of people.
That was an elaboration on and Chris's answer, which was pretty much understood. So, Chris, you retain the point.
I was saying, if Zach got that, I'm going to f***ing kill someone.
All right.
I was going to challenge his challenge.
The Google?
Would I have been able to challenge his challenge?
Who's against humanity reference?
You have to clarify, and that's about it.
Oh, I was going to say challenge, and that I suck.
Nobody has any more challenges or clarifies or anything left.
How much time do I have left?
Straight answering questions. We've got about 40 seconds or so left. So plenty of time to answer as many questions as you can.
Speed round.
Here it goes. Now, why is my iPod 4 so slow?
Because you put a bunch of porn on it, you dingus.
I don't have an insurance for my wife. How to get her one for she is in U.S. for less than 6 months?
Kill her.
Challenge.
Challenge. You got a challenge, you dingus.
The clock is still running.
I know the clock is still running. We'll
match it. Jeff and I have decided that we're just going to keep challenging.
All right. The game is over. Chris, you win by default. Congratulations.
Challenge. Challenge. Overthrow.
Wait.
Overthrow.
Coup d'etat.
Clarify. Overruled. Lawyered.
We need a clarify.
Bro code.
Can I get a clarify, please? I'm so confused.
All right, that's the end of the show. <Good night. laughs>
Oh man.
Josh.
Challenge.
Yes. He said that you guys pissed me off. What is your challenge?
I think we mega pissed you off. Ooh. I'm sorry, Ultra. Ultra pissed you off.
And 10 points for Zach, which means in a blind side, in an upset, Zach is now the winner!
Okay.
I'm gonna reread your question. I'm gonna reset the time to about where we were and while we gather ourselves about each other and things that
I'm so glad we challenged
in the pudding pop.
You okay?
Yeah.
Are you on the table? Why are you saying your name over and over again?
When no one is around you, say, baby, I love you.
Why are you running game? Say my name.
You say, why are you running gay?
Games.
Oh, I heard, why are you running gay? I'm like, what does that even mean?
Thomas Train.
Welcome to the pain train. Please bring your ticket stubs.
What?
Oh, this has turned into a weird... I don't even know how to deal with this.
Just go with the flow.
Go with the flow. All right. We're going to reread that insurance question. You can use the same answer if you so please. They can't challenge. If they do, they're fired. And you are the new representative of our show.
Okay.
You're the new face of It's a No-Brainer.
Yep, you'll be the new face of It's a No-Brainer.
Yeah, that one.
This is why I'm glad we're on video right now.
I know. So glad this is an audio podcast.
Yeah. All right. I don't have insurance for my wife. How to get her one, for she is in U.S. for less than 6 months?
Kill her.
Okay. I have an ear infection. What can I sew to make it go away?
Go to the doctor. Just softball it in.
Why are my fingertips tingling?
Because they're full of Cheeto dust.
Okay, fair enough. Do you ever get depressed because you're not rich?
Nope.
Do other women masturbate thinking about hot guys they met or saw in public or whatever? Or am I just weird?
Depends if they have dildos.
I don't know if you got that in, but time is certainly up. Aren't you so glad that you wasted your challenges? He could just get away with all those single word answers there. Well, I guess
dildos.
We'll see what Rita does. She's the tabulator of points. And she would determine how many points that Chris got.
Okay,
in his
Cosby.
Round.
She is the tabulator of
Chris,
points.
I really was hoping you were going to challenge yourself.
Ah, me too.
I forgot to. Challenge.
I think I would have over the back of this couch somehow if you would have challenged yourself in the end there.
Zach, you're so tempted to yell challenge.
Every goddamn time anyone opened their mouths, I wanted to challenge.
Oh, one of my better ideas I've had.
Rita, how many points did Chris get in his round?
We were both thinking it.
Chris, the number of points you got on your round was 8.
That means you won. Congratulations.
Congratulations. So close.
Chris is 2-0 when competing against this room.
It's true. You got a good record.
You get a perfect record.
Undefeated.
Undefeated.
Flawless victory.
Finish them.
Okay.
Babality.
Jeff has turned into Jeff all of a sudden.
Wait, what?
Hey.
No, Jeff is evolving into a Jeff.
Oh, a Jeff. Not like the Google. You know how Google went to the Google? Jeff goes to a Jeff.
The Google.
You can go rape yourself, Josh. Yeah, that's right. It looked like you were trying to take a massive shit.
No, it looked like you were flossing your butt.
Well, I was with my 18-inch dick. That's the only way I could rape myself, Jeff.
You hear that, ladies?
You hear that, ladies?
He rapes himself with an 18.
You're a week late for it, but you can still have it.
The base
of loving.
The base has to be flaccid first.
The rain is
so I can bend around.
So you can bangarang? Because the face is flaccid?
So that you can pull a Skrillex. Oh, I Skrillexed myself.
Alright, I have
can to... Can that be a thing?
I've been wanting to make reference to this for a while. The other day, Chris and I were talking, and I realized that if you say Mila Kunis in a funny accent, it totes just sounds like you're saying... You're speaking the language of whatever your accent is. Like, if you say it with a Japanese accent, or like a Spanish, like Latin accent,
that was great.
Or Russian, like...
Oh, Mila Kunis!
Oh, Mila Kunis!
Oh, si, senor, Mila Kunis! Si, senor.
So, it devolved... It devolved
into... Mila Kunis.
It devolved into us basically just using Mila Kunis as every part of speech possible.
Yep, well, mainly for good. And good qualifiers.
Well, there were kind of shortened versions of it too, like...
Kun.
Nope, not Coon.
Mila.
I went out of my way to not Coon.
I had said that if somebody's being backwards, call them, Sinuk.
Alim?
Yeah.
Sinukalim.
Sinukalim!
Sinukalim!
See, if you do it backwards.
We need to kill this thing.
Yep.
With fire.
Like any dying creature, let's kill this thing and put it out of its misery.
All
right. Let's destroy it like a horse.
Turn it into like a horse that lost the race.
Put some magnets in it. This puppy's done.
Oh, put some magnets in this baby.
Wait, did the baby live? We never found out.
We never did.
I'm sure it did.
Probably not.
I probably did.
All right. You can debate about it on our Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com/nobrainershow. Zach.
If you want to go on Twitter, we got a Twitter, and it's twitter.com/ the Sands of Time.
Okay, Jeff, do your Gmail plug in the same way that he always does that thing, that voice with the Twitter when he says it. Go.
Gmail's with the little brainer show at hotmail.com.
Yep, that's the one.
Challenge!
Stopping the clock. Do it.
Nobrainershow@gmail.com.
You got it! One more point for you, unfortunately, Chris. You still won. Thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for coming, Chris.
Yay!
If you ever want to call us, you got our number, 864-96-BRAIN. That's
862.
Brian.
Yep.
Brian.
864-96-BRIAN.
He's under your contacts as Brian.
I love Brian.
864-962-7246. My name has been Josh.
My name has been Taylor Swift's album.
Good job. I've been Zach.
And I am Coco the Gorilla.
Signing you that life is stupid, and so is everyone. He did. That was it. That was totally it.
I know sign language.
I know sign language now. What the fuck?